can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, happy Thursday night on the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. This is the Marauders Pregame Show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for Game 3 of this six-game set between the Clearwater Threshers and the Bradenton Marauders. Marauders have won the first two games of this series. They are on a roll. They have a four-game winning streak going back, or a three-game winning streak going back to Sunday, where they won at home against Lakeland 6-3, winning 9-7 on Tuesday, and then 8-7 in 10 innings yesterday. It was a wild game here. It was a Wednesday afternoon camp day game. It started at 12 p.m. A pitcher's duel. We were flying into the eighth inning, and Marauders scored six runs pretty quick as well. They sent nine men to the plate. They got back-to-back solo home runs to start the inning from Shalene Polanco and Javier Rivas, and then walk, single, walk, and then boom, Axial Plaza grand slam. That was a six-run eighth inning. And then we sat through the bottom of the ninth inning and just couldn't believe our eyes, and it really was. It's one thing that we saw yesterday we may never see for a very, very long time, and it may be a few years. It could be a few months, but I think it'll be a few years before we see this, something like this happen again. Marauders give up a six-run ninth inning. in which there was multiple times that they had 100% win probability. The Thrashers were down to the last strike twice, and they come out to score six runs in the inning, and with two outs, it was a 3-1 home run from Lou Albrecht, and then two strikes, two outs to A.J. Shaver, next batter, and he hits a home run and ties the ball game. Marauders get a run in the top of the 10th inning on a wild pitch that scored Gerald Toledo, and so that was the ball game. Peyton Stumbo bounced back with a 1-2-3 bottom of the 10th inning yesterday afternoon. Today, Hung Long Chang gets the baseball for the Bradenton Marauders against Enrique Segura, who's 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA. Marauders are 4-1 to start the second half of the season, looking to keep that record rolling here tonight at BayCare Ballpark. We come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard to get you set for tonight with lineups as well. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas Cinzarelli getting you set for game three of this six-game set at BayCare Ballpark. It's time to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We start in the Pittsburgh Pirates system. Buccos are off today. They wrapped up their series, if you remember, yesterday with a 6-1 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. Luis Ortiz picked up the win, and they are traveling to Atlanta tomorrow. Probably en route right now, maybe up in the air, wheels up as Martin Perez gets back in the rotation and faces Charlie Morton 7:20 for his pitch tomorrow at Truist Park. Paul Skeens will go Saturday, and then Billy Falter on Sunday. That's an 11:35 game on Roku on Sunday, so mark your calendars, grab your coffee, and maybe a mimosa or two. Elsewhere in the Pittsburgh Pirates system, AAA Indianapolis, they wrapped up a makeup game from yesterday. They were rained out, and so they unfortunately lost 5-4. Ooh, we thought the Marauders had a bad in the ninth inning. They led 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning, and they gave up a four spot to lose in Rochester, and then they completed their other game today, and they also got walked off in eight innings. So a tough day to be an Indian. They lose 4-3 in the second game in eight innings. Brent Honeywell picked up the loss in that one. Double-A Altoona, they're underway at home against Akron. Top of the second inning, no score. Bubba Chandler on the mound today. He hasn't allowed a hit yet in an inning and two-thirds, so far so good for him underway. And then High A Greensboro gets underway at 7:05 p.m. Derek Diamond gets the baseball for the Grasshoppers, who are looking for a bounce-back game today. Lost 6-1 to the Fighting Phils, High A affiliate. In the Florida State League tonight, obviously a lot of baseball going on. We had some day games as well. Lakeland ends up defeating the Dunedin Blue Jays 3-2. Iker Wiese picked up the save. Jerron Watts Brown took the loss. The big news was is that Arjun Namala, the Blue Jays' number three prospect, homered in his return. Remember, if you remember, we played when the Marauders played Dunedin He was on the development list, and then the last time they played 2 weeks ago, Damala was on the Complex League and so played 8 games there, came back up and homered today, but the DJs fall 3-2. Elsewhere, Daytona Jupiter bound to throw first pitch, as are we, in about 7 minutes. 6:30 first pitch, Palm Beach hosting St. Lucie. And then Spencer Bennegard on the hill today for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, 7:05 first pitch at Hammond Stadium. We come back here on the pregame show. I'll get you the lineups. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas Cinzarella getting you ready for the third game of this week-long series in Clearwater, Florida. It's time now to exchange lineup cards with you at home as the Threshers and the Marauders will do. Managers Jim Horner and Martin Malloy just waiting for the umpires right now. It will be Dominic Romero calling balls and strikes. Blake Bison is on the field on the bases today as are two umpires. And now the lineups for both sides. Clearwater comes in 44-27, 1-4 in the second half. Marauders 33-38 with a 4-1 record to start the second half. They're off to a really good start so far. Looking to make it a 5-1 start would be even better. Left-handed hitting right fielder Braylon Bishop, a multi-hit game yesterday. He hits leadoff. Switching shortstop Connor Delgado bats second. First baseman Esperlin Valdez hits third. The catcher Axio Plaza, who had a pinch-hit grand slam yesterday, the first in franchise history, bats cleanup. The left-handed hitting left fielder Shaleen Polanco also had a big day at the plate with a triple and a home run. He hits fifth. Third baseman Javier Rivas bats sixth. Eddie Rodriguez, a DH, hits seventh. Left-handed hitting center fielder Solomon McGuire bats eighth, and the switch-hitting second baseman Wesley Zapata rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. They send the righty Hong Long Chang to the hill today, 2-5 with a 4.20 ERA this season. He goes opposite of the righty Enrique Segura, 1-0 with a 2.08 earned run average. Starting nine for the Threshers, the right fielder and the lefty Jordan Viers hits leadoff, followed by the second baseman and Devin Saltabon. Left fielder Pierce Bennett hits third. Switch hitting catcher Caden Hediger bats cleanup. Left-handed hitting third baseman Nico Pawaka-Grego bats fifth. First baseman Dakota Katowski hits sixth. Batting seventh, playing right field is A.J. Shaver, had the game-tying solo home run yesterday. He bats seventh. And with the shortstop Diego Gonzalez batting eighth, center fielder Avery Owusu-Asiodu rounds out the starting nine for the Clearwater Threshers. Again, they send Enrique Segura to the mound tonight. Marauders 4-1 to start the second half. They are tied for first and the standings with Fort Myers in the second half. Dunedin 2-2. They are a game and a half back entering in the day. Tied with Tampa. Lakeland 2-3, two games out. And Clearwater 1-4, bringing out the rear. Thrashers did win the second half. They have their playoff spot, as does Palm Beach and the other side in the East Division. Both teams spill out from the first and third base dugouts. We're going to have the anthem coming up in just a few seconds here from Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. When we come back, it will be first pitch. This has been the Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Tell your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
From Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, it's the third game of this six-game series between the Bradenton Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers. Thomas Zinzarella is so happy you could join us on this Thursday night as the Marauders enter in today with a 4-1 record in the second half, tied at the top of the standings with the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Threshers will send Enrique Segura to the mound today as he will go against the right-hander Hung Lung Cheng for Bradenton. Marauders winning a wild one yesterday in 10 innings that didn't need to get there, but we ended up there. Gave up six runs in the ninth inning and to force that last inning. Marauders today in their black tops, gray pants. It's the Bradenton Script jerseys in gold lettering. Red tops, white in red pinstripe pants for the Threshers with their red caps today. Just about ready to play some baseball. There was a bit of rain here in Clearwater early afternoon. The tarp was on the field when the team got here, but it has been removed, and it's turned out to be a pretty nice night for some baseball. Segura, atop of the hill, first base side. He'll face Braylon Bishop, Connor Delgado, Esblin Valdez in the top of the first inning. Lefty Bishop steps in. Play ball has been given by home plate umpire Dominic Romero, and we're off and running. First pitch is a fastball tugged down and in for ball one. And we are underway at 6:32 p.m. in Clearwater. Game time temperature 87 degrees. Some clouds up in the sky. 1-0, and Bishop ropes that one to right field. Down the line, it's a base hit. Rolls up against the corner. Bishop heading for second. He touches the base and now holds on. He wanted three, ends up with a double to start the top of the first inning. Bit of breeze in the ballpark as well, blowing at 9 miles an hour. And so Bishop is aboard at second base. Now the switch hitting shortstop, Kiner Delgado. With nobody out in the top of the first inning. Numbers on Segura this season, 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA. Start of the year in the Complex League where he started 6 games. Had pretty good numbers there too. First pitch is high to the lefty Delgado for ball one. Segura made 6 starts there, 2-2 with a 3.90 ERA. In the Complex, struck out 31, walked 12 and 32 in a third innings. Look to second, the 1-0. And Delgado takes on the outside corner, a backdoor slider. It's 1-1. Delgado coming in, riding a 5-game on base streak. 2-for-9 with an RBI in the series. A 1-ball, 1-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Another slider. Swings through, it's 1-2. Bishop at second base. Marauders looking for a quick start here. They've scored first in the opening 2 games of this series. They both resulted in wins. As the sun pops out from behind some clouds and shines down on the diamond. Segura taking a long time here to get the sign with the catcher, Caden Hediger. Now he does. Pitch clock within 5. And the 1-2. Fastball low. Good pitch there. At 93 miles an hour. It's a few different pitches that he throws. Four-seam fastball, slider, changeup. Just 19 years of age, 6'1", 181-pound frame. Native of San Pedro de Macris in the Dominican Republic. 2-2, and that's down and in. Nearly hit him, and I think it did. Pointed down towards first base, Dominic Romero does, and so Delgado is hit by a pitch. To place 2 on with nobody out here in the first inning. Just off and running. And now that'll bring up Esblin Valdez. So before Hung Lang Chang may even get out there, he might have some run support. That's what the Marauders are hoping for. As here is Valdez. Slugging a right-handed hitter. Segura kicks home. First pitch is the fastball that rides in for ball one. Now, last year, Segura pitched in the Complex League, but the numbers just weren't there last year. Had a 6.87 ERA. Hit 12 batters. And now a pickoff attempt to third base. Delgado slides in. He's safe. The gamble paid off as Delgado in motion. Right behind him as well. Bishop slides in with a head first dive. Well, Bishop just got caught dancing out there. But danger avoided. So runners at second and third with nobody out infield in here as Valdez at the plate. Fly ball would suffice here. Righty set just above the belt, the 1-0. And a slider inside. So that is steal number 6 on the year for Bishop. Delgado with his 10th. Boy, they got lucky. Segura with a better throw. That's a pickoff. 2-0 the count on Valdez, who's tied for the team lead in RBIs right now. Polanco had a pair yesterday. 2-0 is off the plate. It's 3-0. And so that draws it back to a tie with Valdez. 9 home runs, 33 RBIs. Hitting .233 this season, playing in his 63rd game. Pretty much an everyday guy. Base open at first, 3-0. And Valdez flies it deep down the left field line, but way foul. It's a lighter crowd on hand today. Yesterday was a camp day afternoon game, so a lot of children were in attendance. A lot of screaming kids. Ended up being almost a three-hour ball game yesterday. Had about 5,000 in park on Tuesday for their dollar ticket night. 3-1 to Valdez. Swinging a line drive into left field. Base hit. Bishop scores. Delgado held up at third base. It's an RBI single for Esmalin Valdez that has the Marauders in front. 1-0 at the top of the first inning. RBI number 34 on the season for Valdez, and Gustavo Armas with a quick mound visit now. Pitching coach out from the third base dugout. So with runners at first and third, Axel Blas coming to the plate with Armas having a word. Well, Segura has thrown 12 pitches now. Just five strikes, though. So Axio Plaz coming to the plate. 18-year-old Venezuelan who had a pinch hit grand slam last night in the eighth inning. Part of this six-run inning that they had a lead for Clearwater Force Extras. First pitch to Axial is a fastball on the outside, black called strike. The right-handed batter this year is hitting 224, seven bombs and 20 RBIs. He's got a couple of different interesting home run nuggets on him. The 0-1, swinging a fly ball, shallow center field. Owusu Isidu, late break on, he dives and he makes the catch. Delgado tagging from third, the throw is late, it's a sacrifice fly. But Valdez didn't tag up, and so they step on the base there to tag him out. But two runs coming to score. And so that will end the half inning. Two outs, now in the half inning. Thresher started walking off the field. They appealed the third, thinking that Delgado might have left early. So a two-out, sacks clear here, but two runs home. And now Shalene Polanco. Sketch of the defense for the Thrashers, starting the outfield left to right. Pierce Bennett, Avery Owusu-Asiudu, and A.J. Shavers in right. As Polanco swings to the first pitch and lifts it foul off the left side. Nico Polanco, Greg goes at third. Diego Gonzalez, Devin Saltabon up the middle with Dakota Katowski at first. And Caden Hediger doing the catching this afternoon or evening now. Nothing in one on Polanco, who had a two-hit night yesterday. First pitch. And that's chop foul first base on. Nothing in two on Polanco. Had an RBI triple in the second inning, then a home run. Went back-to-back with Javier Rivas off Saul Teran, who was placed on the development list today. Saul just three batters. 0-2, swinging a line drive, foul off the tarp. Is right past Steph Lombardo is in the first base coach's box today. Her and Ernesto Irizarry usually alternate duties down there. I've even seen Scott Siebel go out there for an inning or two. No balls, two strikes on Shalene. And the offering, swinging a roller foul. Again, first base side. Polanco hitting a .163, but eight home runs and 33 driven in this year. Spent all last year here in Bradenton. One of the top 30 prospects in the Pirates' org here. 0-2, and he strikes out swinging. And so Segura ends it on a bright spot. Gives up two runs, but strikes out Polanco to end the first inning. Half inning goes 2-0 Marauders on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom one, Jordan Fires leads things off in the home half of the first inning against the righty Hong Long Cheng. Steps out of the mound, has a 2-0 lead. Lefty Fires batting leadoff, which is something you don't see every day. First pitch is a fastball outside for ball one. Fires, he's kind of a cleanup hitter, a do-it-all. He's batted all around, though, the order for the Threshers this season. The 1-0, and that slowed down and in. It's 2-0. Especially a guy that's driven in 34 RBIs this year. Chang behind, 2-0 on Viers, though. Ready, kicks home. Swinging a looper, foul off the left side, pitching on the hands. First strike, one. Hong Long Chang, 2-5 with a 4.20 ERA coming in. 22-year-old from Taiwan. Set from the belt. First base side of the rubber kicks home 2-1. And that's another weak blooper. Shallow left center field. Delgado out, sticks up the glove, and makes the catch. Oh, just saw him off there. One batter, one gone. Bottom one, 2-0 Marauders, and Devin Saltabon. Now do up. Let's set the defense for you. Digging in the outfield left to right for Bradenton, Shalene Polanco, Solomon McGuire, Brilliant Bishop's in right. Javi Rivas is at third. Connor Delgado was. He's a pot up the middle. Esblin Valdez at first. And Axio Plaz does the catching. First pitch to Saltabon is located down and inside for ball one. Base is empty. One out. Bottom one. 2-0 Bradenton. And the 1-0. Swinging a fly ball. Hit deep in the air. Left center field. Polanco backs up. And this one's way gone. Over the bullpen, Devin Saltabon might have cleared the ballpark on that one. That's another home run that he has against the Marauders this year. That's his fourth against Bradenton. And it cuts a deficit in half at 2-1 in the first. So Chang looks to bounce back here. After giving up the long ball. And first pitch to Pierce Bennett. The righty's outside for ball one. And Devin Saltabon had two in the same game here. And the other trip that the Marauders made to Baycare Ballpark. On Sunday, the 1-0. Swinging a sharp ground ball right of the shortstop. Delgado backs up. Fields throws across the way. Two gone. Now two gone, sacks empty for Caden Hediger. And home run by Saltabon, 434 feet, 107.6 miles an hour off the bat. That's a long way. Here's Caden Hediger in the lefty who takes outside for ball one. You know, the Marauders zone the three longest home runs hit in the FSL this year. One of them I'm not so sure about. Two of them I'm for sure about. The 1-0, swing and a miss, and count even 1-1. Axel Plaz hit a 454-foot bomb in Tampa. Had a little bit of breeze that night, but might have carried an extra 10 or 15 feet, but, I mean, that thing was a no-doubter. A 1-1, swinging a foul back. And only bring up some doubt because Max Clark, for example, still has it in here. StatCast says he hit a ball 543 feet, which was a flyout. Which, how they usually track home runs is it's not where it hits, but where it ends up. So if a ball kicks off the berm and rolls extra 10 feet, it's included in the home run distance. Which is where you get Sergio Campagna's 451-foot home run that he had. 1-2, swinging a line drive into center field, a base hit. McGuire was rushing in. Plays it on a hop, two hits here in the first inning. And Nico Pauaca-Grego up to the plate with a runner on. So the backstory on Campana's home run, he hit it on May 21st against Dunedin at Leacom Park. He hit off the boardwalk, kind of, you know, fence that it has there in right center Leacom. It kicked back in, and it rolled a little bit. So might have added some feet on there. First pitch to lefty Pauaca-Grego is a fastball kneecap high called strike. So it's Saltabon again. His long home run at 434 feet, his eighth of the year. Makes it a one-run game again in the first inning. The 0-1, so we're going to tap a right at home plate, foul for strike two. Pauaca-Grego hitting 250 this year with a home run and 16 RBIs. Now off to a slow start, though, against the Marauders this year, hitting just a 179. 0-2, swinging a slow high chopper right side. Valdez moved off the base. Now he's back there as Zapata flips it to him to end the half inning. But a run in on two hits on the home run from Devin Saltabon. It's 2-1 ball game again after one on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leacom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. Marauders have a 2-1 lead over the Threshers on this Thursday night. 6-7-8 due up for the Marauders against Enrique Segura out for his second inning. Ready, set, just above the belt, kicks home. First pitch slider, top to third. Pauaca-Grego charging, fields, throws on the run, a miss on the first. And Rivas sat down on one pitch to start this second inning. So Segura may be figuring out things here. That's now at least three in a row retired. But off to a really rocky start. Double hit batter, RBI single, then a sac fly double play. For now, a strikeout and a ground out. Bases empty, one gone for the righty Eddie Rodriguez, who takes a fastball in tight for ball one. Segura has been sitting 92-93 with his fastball. Again, just 19 years old. 1-0, swing and a miss. Count even 1-1. Rodriguez this season getting an even 241 games, 5 doubles, home run, and 14 RBIs. As he barrels that one up to center field, Owusu-Isudu over to his right, though, makes the catch. Cap high, two gone. Which that's a strong sign to see, though, for Rodriguez. Late on Tuesday was hitless with 4 strikeouts and 5 trips. Caught some good wood on that one. So a quick two outs here in the second inning for Solomon McGuire, the lefty hitter, first pitch. And he takes down and away for ball one. This is always a Marauders lineup card that has so many lefties in it, whether it's switch hitters or just a plain old lefty. And the 1-0 is off the plate again with a fastball at 2-0. Segura sets from the belt, 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good fastball there up in the zone. McGuire's season average has dipped a bit because of an over kind of 20 spurt he had going into last week, where he had a home run to help break out of it. 2-1. That's in tight for a ball. 3-1. Still riding a 5-game on base streak that he's got. 3-1. And that's down and in for ball four. So Segura issues his first free pass today. Did hit a batter in Delgado in the first inning, but a 2-out walk here in the second. As Zapata steps in the left side, switch hitter. Batting left against the righty Segura. With McGuire at first base, two gone, 2-1 Bradenton in the top of the second inning. McGuire dancing at first, throw there, they got him picked off. And so McGuire is picked off to end the second inning. Segura faces just the minimum, 1.5 gone, 2-1 Bradenton on the Marauders broadcast network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders team store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two, 2-1, Bradenton on top of the Clearwater Threshers as Dakota Kotowski steps in against the right-hander Hung Long Chang. Bit of a humid night out the ballpark as the righty Chang, first pitch home, is rolled towards third. Rivas charging infield to the edge of the grass. A bit of a high throw there, but Valdez uses every bit of his frame at 6'2". Well, his wingspan looked like it got higher than that. One pitch, one out in the second inning. Now here's A.J. Shaver. First pitch, the righty, as he takes a fastball on the outside half of the plate for a called strike. Well, Shaver's numbers are not so good to start this year, hitting just a .111 with two home runs and six RBIs. The 0-1 from the righty Chang. Breaking ball, fists it right side. Valdez squeezes it in on the hole. Pop out. Two gone. That's that fastball from Chang and Silva, but gets some outs that way. It was a slider that time. So two outs. Fast-moving second inning here. Three pitches, two outs. Diego Gonzalez, the right-handed hitter. Chang works home. First pitch is flown in the air to right field. Bishop to his left, jogs and makes the catch, cap high. A 1-2-3 second inning. We head to the third just like that. 2-1, Bradenton on top on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom, as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early, as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Top of the third inning, 2-1, Bradenton ahead as they have Wesley Zapata back in. Batting left, the switch hitter takes a fastball letter high for a called strike. Zapata was hitting in the second inning when Saul McGuire was picked off. And so now leads off the third inning, the 0-1. And he flies that one in the air down the left field line, but it's into the seats out of play. 0-2 on Zapata, who's just trying to snap out of this funk that he's in. He's 0 for his last 19 at the plate. Right-hander Segura sets 0-2. And that's lined back up the middle and through. Pass to diving Gonzalez into center field. And Wesley Zapata has the Marauders' third hit today. That was a sweet one. Took a changeup and sent it right back up the middle from Segura at 100.6 miles an hour off the bat. So Zapata's out first, putting on his oven mitt right now as a lefty brilliant Bishop digs to the left side. Opening pitch to him is a fastball off the plate for ball one. Enriquez Santana's Segura. Tosses over to first, and Zapata's back and standing. Not a bad idea, too. He's picked one guy off, nearly had another, too. 1-0. Von Schoen pulled back, and it's low. Trying to locate the slider there. It's 2-0 on Bishop, who doubled and scored in the first inning. It was an RBI single from Valdez that scored him. And then the other run coming in on a sacrifice fly. Segura set just above the letters. Bears down 2-0. Trying to backdoor fastball there. It's outside 3-0 on Bishop, who had a double yesterday and reached base a handful of times. A 2-for-3 with a walk. Pitch. And Bishop watches a fastball on the outside. Black called strike. Vesher's got a run in the bottom of the first inning on a Devin Saltabon solo home run against Hung Long Cheng. 3-1. Outside for ball four. And so Bishop, who started to accumulate some walks here, had one yesterday and walked twice on Sunday, which he's a guy that doesn't really walk that much this season coming in. That's his now 11th walk in 82 plate appearances, or 82 at bats, should say. First and second, nobody out in the third inning. More trouble brewing for the righty Segura. First pitch, Delgado pops it in the air behind to him. Hediger sheds the mask, but it's about 10 rows back into some empty blue seats for strike one. Again, a much lighter crowd here today than were the last 2 days. Suites up top, though, are hustling and busting. It's a packed house up there. 0-1 to Delgado. He swings and chops it foul for his base side. Rebos off the edge of the dugout there, making the play. It's 0-2 on Kiner, who was hit by a pitch and scored in the first inning. That's now a 6-game on a base streak for him. Takes time out here. Segura threw 9 pitches in the second inning. Pretty much there right now is 0-2. Swing and a fly ball hit into deep right field. Shaver back. He's out the edge of the track. Turns his shoulders. Makes the catch at the warning track. Throw back into second base as Zapata tags up from second to third. And the first out is registered here in the third inning. Delgado gave it a ride, but it falls just short. First and third with one gone in the top of the third inning. Marauders aiming to tack on their 2-1 lead. The offense has really showed out here in the second half so far. As Valdez, who drove in the game's first run with an RBI single, steps back in. First pitch to the righty, runner in motion, swing and a miss, pump fake to second base, no throw down. And so it's a stolen base for Braylon Bishop, his second today. Takes away a double play. Pitch was a called strike there. Swing and strike, and so it's 0-2 now on Valdez. But two men in scoring position. Infield in, and Al Valdez uses his allotted timeout. Which Valdez with that RBI single. Now the team leader again. Him and Polanco keep just exchanging leads there. No balls, 2 strikes. The offering, swing and a miss for strike 3. Fastball in on the hands at 92 miles an hour. Just the second strikeout today for Segura, but not a bigger moment than that one. Infield resumes back to normal depth with second and third Axial Plaza. 2-1 Marauders in the third. First pitch to the righty. Slider to the backstop. Kicks away. Hediger carrying right back to him. And no advancement from Zapata at third. As Hediger made a big mark on the grass, it carried almost past him. He almost had to use a backhand attempt there to make the reception. It almost kicked past him, and then it would have been a run in. A good read from Zapata at third. And the 1-0 pitch to Plaza. We'll have to wait as Segura steps off the backside of the rubber. Marauders definitely want to take advantage of this golden opportunity at second and third with one out. 1-0. Swinging a high chopper foul, third base side. I was kind of hoping for another one of those overcooked sliders from Segura. It might end up in the back of the backstop. The 1-1. Slider pulled on the ground, left side of the infield, back hitted by Gonzalez. Sets his feet and throws to first. Gets Plaza by a step. Marauders, no runs to hit. Two men left in scoring position. 2.5 in the books. 2-1, Marauders. Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom three, Bradenton in charge so far, 2-1 on the Clearwater Threshers. As Threshers have 9-1-2, two up in the lineup card against the righty Hung Lung Cheng. Kicks home, first pitch, and Owusu Asudu flies it in the air to left field, playable for Polanco. As it's sized up, it makes the grab in straightaway left field. One pitch, one out. That's the third time that has happened to the last four batters. He's got it. Five pitches, all strikes, in the last inning and a third. So if you're Hung Lung Cheng, he's usually in the zone. Guys are putting balls in play, and it's outs. Very Michael Kennedy-esque. First pitch to Jordan Byers, a lefty checks a swing, and it's in there for a called strike. Just one mistake pitch so far. Devin Saltabon hit a solo home run in the first inning. That's really been it. The 0-1. So we're going to line drive rip foul. Down the right field side, it's 0-2. Caden Hediger also had a single in the first inning. But since then, it's been five in a row retired. Chang ready, deep breath, and the 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball past him, and Chang's got his first K. Two gone now in the third inning. Boy, Hung Lung Chang, that's now 23 pitches, 18 strikes to start his day, on which he's almost gone three innings. That's just unheard of. Now the righty Devin Saltabon again for his pitch. Takes a slider. Anthony's called strike or cutter. Ready kicks 0-1. And misses outside. It's 1-1. Like the only time that is if you're playing like MLB The Show or something, you're just first pitch hacking every time. That's what it feels like here today for Hung Lung Chang. 1-1. And that's outside. Nothing but soft stuff here to him. It's 2-1. On Saltabon has got his fourth home run against Bradenton. Half of his home runs this year have come against the Marauders. 2-1. Swinging a tip into the mitt. Applause. It's 2-2. And the base is empty. Two gone. 2-1. Bradenton advantage in the bottom of the third inning. Marauders left 2-1. Top half of the frame. As Chang looking to retire. Seven straight. 2-2. Swinging a foul back. Shadows creeping on the field right now in front of home plate, which is in the shade. Pitcher's mound is still in the sun. 2-2. Swing and a foul back to the netting this time. Pierce Bennett on deck for the Threshers. Six pitches in this at-bat so far. 2-2. Up and in, and that glances off of Saltabon. At least thought it did, and now Martin Beloy's out. Have a word with Dominic Ribeiro, the home plate umpire. Well, I think it was a double ricochet, too. It hit off Plaz then. But really, Saltabon, too, didn't drop the bat at first. So, don't know if it hit off the knob or didn't hear any a sound, though. And it just may have never hit him. So, just a quick word. Counts full 3-2 on Saltabon the pitch. Check swing on the appeal. He went around for strike three. And Hung Lung Chang strikes out two and a 1-2-3 third. On the fourth, 2-1 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Bradenton 2, Clearwater 1 as Shalene Polanco leads things off for the Marauders, 5, 6, and 7 against Enrique Segura. Lefty Polanco struck out swinging his first time around. First pitch to the righty is fastball waved out and missed for strike one. Marauders a 4-1 start here in the second half of the season, looking to keep things rolling. And the third game at Baycare Ballpark this week, the home of the Threshers. 0-1. And a backdoor slider is outside. It's 1-1. This ballpark was a house of horrors for the last 2 years for the Marauders. They dropped 10 of their last 12 here coming into this week, but they've done nothing but win the first two games. 1-1. Check swing and pitches low below the knees. And it's taken some resilience as well. They gave up a 6-run ninth inning last night. 2-1, swinging a pop-up. Third base side, long run for Polanco Grego. Full speed, it's into the netting though, for a strike two. Marauders also had a 6-run inning on Tuesday that gave them a lead. And they gave up 4 runs, and the go-ahead run was at the plate, tying runs on base when the ball game ended. 2-2, swinging a foul back up high in the netting. Do it again. Polanco looking to string together a few good series. Off to a good start this week. 2-2, and a backdoor slider, called third strike. Third strikeout for Segura. And now Javier Rivas walks up with one out, sacks empty, top of the fourth inning, a 2-1 Bradenton lead. First pitch to Javi. He takes a slider high for ball one. Rivas in the month of June has 6 home runs now. He's got 7 on the season. He has been in some type of zone these last 3 weeks. The 1-0. Swinging a pop foul behind Tome. Hattiger looks at it, but it's into the seats out of play. Rivas in the month of June hitting .375 with a .722 slugging in 22 games. 1-1, swinging a fly ball in the air, shallow center. Owusu Asiudu in, second baseman Saltaban out. It's called off now by Owusu Asiudu, who puts it away. 2 gone. So Segura has really settled in here after last inning two. He had a single and a walk to start, but now 5 in a row sat down. Bradenton in front, 2-1 with 2 outs in the fourth inning. Eddie Rodriguez, right-handed batter. First pitch to him. He has a fastball at the knees, called strike. Now this half inning, it is alternate PA announcer. Pitch is outside. Count 1-1. Young kid doing a good job so far behind the mic. 1-1 pitch from Segura. And a fastball thigh high, called strike, and it's 1-2. Base is clear here. 1-2 pitch. Lays off the slider outside, and the count's back even. And he hit a ball hard his first time up in the second inning, lined out to center field. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Segura with two strikeouts and a 1-2-3. Fourth inning. We head to the bottom half of the frame. 2-1 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom four, Bradenton in front 2-1 against the Clearwater Threshers. Both teams scored all three runs in the first inning. It's been nothing but zero since then in the last five half innings. Pierce Bennett leads things off on the right side against Hung Lung Chang, whose first pitch is down low. Check swing and the appeal to first, and he held up for ball one. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard across the Florida State League. Palm Beach had a delayed start. They just got off and running now in the second inning. As the 1-0 is downstairs, 2-0 on Bennett. St. Lucie still searching for their first win in the second half. They were shut out their first two games, and they've lost five in a row to start the second half. All is not well in Port St. Lucie. 2-0 is at the knees, a called strike. Daytona's on top of Jupiter 4-3 in the second inning right now. They're heading to the third. And righty Chang collects 2-1. It's up and in for ball three. Fort Myers, Tampa, they were a 7-0-5 start, so in the top of the second inning right now. Spencer Bedgard on the hill for Fort Myers. 3-1. Pass ball, letter high, called strike as Bennett was turning to throw his bat and the count's full. A lot of fans are booing. It's an electronic strike zone that just barely caught a piece of it. 3-2. Swing and a slap foul deep down the right field line out of play. Final score report in the FSL today. Lakeland played a camp day game at 11 a.m. 3-2 winners over the Dunedin Blue Jays, the DJs. 3-2. Swing and a chopper back up the middle. Delgado to his left, shuffles, fields behind the second base bag. Throw is true to first. One gone. Marauders come into today tied for first with Fort Myers with a 4-1 record in the second half of the season. The biggest difference, though, has been the road so far. The Marauders, who had struggled for so long on the road this year, they started just 4-22, won three of their last four at TD Ballpark, and now have won the first two here. I mean, that's a 5-1 mark in their last six games. First pitch to Caden Hediger, he takes down and away for ball one. One out, base is clear, 2-1 to Bradenton, bottom four. Chang for the belt, 1-0. Check swing, and he offered at it for a strike. Hattiger a single back in the first inning, the only other hit tonight. As a 1-1's taken belt high. Fastball 94 from Chang, one of the fastest he's thrown tonight. Hattiger has the lone hit outside of the Saltabon home run in the first inning. It was a one-out home run in the first to answer back. Marauders scored two runs in the top of the first inning. Hattiger has had quite a turnaround against the Marauders this season. 1-2 to him. And that's taken for a called third strike. Hattiger has a few words for Dominic Romero, but three strikeouts now. And with two outs in the fourth inning here is Nico Pawaka-Grego. 2-1 Bradenton, but Hattiger, who is 1-for-2 today, is now just 5-for-24, coming off a two-hit game yesterday, though, against Bradenton. First pitch to lefty Pawaka-Grego is on the outer half for a called strike. Now for Chang, that's just the third home run allowed on the season to salt the bottom of the first inning as well. Doesn't give up a lot of long balls. The 0-1, swinging a slow chopper, first base side, touched a foul for strike two. Chang coming off a really good start. Went six innings, two-run ball against Lakeland last week. Picked up the loss, though. Those six innings were a career high. 0-2. Let's change up outside. It's good for Chang, too. Gave him just four hits his last dump. Opponents hitting 271 against him this season coming in. 1-2. Swing and a foul back to the netting. Searching for his fourth strikeout tonight against Clearwater. Two outs, no one on. Chang twirling some, 1-2. And that's down and in. Count back even, two balls and two strikes. Infield shifted over to the right. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball hit deep in the left center field gap. McGuire chasing after it on the run. A full head of steam makes the catch just before the warning track in deep left center field. A 1-2-3 fourth inning. That is now 10 in a row sat down by Chang. We're into the fifth inning. 2-1 Marauders on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, well, let's go, bring me ABC, 1, 2, 3. Baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, well, let's go, bring me ABC.
Top of the fifth inning, Bradenton ahead by just a run at 2-1. As 8-9-1, two up, lefty Solomon McGuire takes a fastball outside for ball one. Started today, and Enrique Segura just threw pitch number 60 in his start. The 1-0, check swing, and McGuire offered at it for a strike. It's 1-1. Segura again, just 19 years of age. Start of the year in extended spring, and then the complex league. 1-1. McGuire swings and grounds it right side in the hole right at Sautabon Fields and throws. One gone. That is now seven in a row retired for Segura, making his second home start. He went 2 2/3 innings against Tampa his first time around. And then last start at Jupiter, went 6 innings, 2-run ball, 6 strikeouts. Maybe the Phillies have yet another arm that they can produce. Wes Zapata, switcher to batting left, takes the slider down the heart of the plate for a strike one. There was a bit of movement today in the Threshers system. Casey Stewart is on his way up. The 0-1, Bonchon pulled back, and it hit him, hit the bat, according to Dominic Romero. Zapata just stares down towards Gustavo Mond in the third base coach's box. And so two strikes on him. And Jim Horner asking a few questions. Nick Horner was shaking his head saying, no, that did not hit the barrel. 0-2, swinging a fly ball in the air left field. Bennett back to his left and makes the catch off his left shoulder. Two gone in the fifth inning. Casey Stewart, who was promoted to high A jersey short today, started 10 games this year for the Threshers, now a member of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, which he might see some of those faces that he's faced this year. They're playing the Grasshoppers up at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, New Jersey. Clyde Harrison's up there. P.J. Helson, the two guys that play for the Marauders this year. As Braylon Bishop takes a fastball low for ball one. Top five, 2-1 to Bradenton. Base is empty, two outs. Leadoff man back around. Segura's 1-0. And that's outside for ball two. Bishop, a good day so far. He's 1-for-1, a double and a run scored in the first, stole a base, then walked and stole second in the third. 2-0. Swing and a pop foul off the left side. Strike one. Two one, swing and a miss. Kind of chased the ball that time. It's 2-2. Again, the walks have been on the rise though for Braylon Bishop, which is a good thing to see. Two outs, base is clear. The 2-2 inside as Bishop backs out of the way of a 92 mile an hour fastball, and the count's full. Full count with Connor Delgado on deck. Payoff. And that's outside ball four. Bishop walks as the infield started to walk back towards the third base dugout. And that one did not miss by much. One fan said, you got away with that one. Electronic strike zone says different. That's a ball. Bishop with his second walk today. Connor Delgado steps in the left side. 2-1, Braden's lead in the fifth inning. Now a toss back to first. It's a well-timed throw. Bishop slid in awkwardly. First pitch, check swing, and Delgado this time did offer at it. Strike. Now a sixth game on a base streak for Connor Delgado after his hit by a pitch in the first inning. season long as 9. He's two-thirds of the way there now. Had a 9-game hit streak earlier this year. The 0-1, swinging a fly ball, hit deep. Turling down the right field line towards the foul pole. It's fair and it's gone. Connor Delgado, a two-run dinger. That hooks right around the foul pole down the 330 side. And the Marauders have a 4-1 lead in the fifth. Boy, just hooked it perfectly. And so Delgado has his fifth home run of the season, 356 feet. Headed to the right part of the ballpark. As now Eswin Valdez takes outside for ball one. Two outs, bases clear again, a 4-1 Bradenton lead. And Valdez knows all about hitting it to the right part of the ballpark. 1-0, swinging a high chopper towards third. Backs up on it, Pauaka Grego now charging in. Low throw, it's late, and it gets behind Katowski. Valdez heads to second base. And so it'll be an E5 that allows Valdez to reach with two gone in the fifth inning. So things just spiraling out of control here. Could possibly be a single E5 with Valdez beating that ball out. Barely. I think he would have. Regardless, Gustavo Hermas is out with a runner on second base and two gone. But Valdez had a 420, I think it was 8-foot flyout in left center earlier this week. And so then you have a day like today when Delgado hits a 356-foot home run. So here's Axial Plaz with the runner on second and two outs. 4-1 lead. Valdez at second base, first pitch. Segura throws it outside for ball one. So they roll it a straight E5 the entire way. The 1-0. Fastball on the outside corner for a called strike, 1-1. Plaz with a sacrifice fly in the first inning, a ground out to short in the third. Marauders aiming to win their fifth straight road game. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider from Segura for strike two. One and two on the 18-year-old Venezuelan who was called up in the middle of May. The Marauders are on the road in Tampa. First time playing at Baycare Ballpark. 1-2. Slider fouled off the mask of Hediger. This is the second and final visit the Marauders make here to this ballpark. Their first one at the end of April, they lost 5 out of 6 games. All 6 were decided by just 8 runs. Lost one extra inning game on the Saturday. One on the Friday, though. 1-0 on a P.J. Hilson. Go ahead home run off the tiki bar in left field. It's always something when these two teams meet here at Baycare. 1-2. Slider top foul. Laz's only hit in this series is that home run. Now 5 RBIs in 3 games played. It was a pinch hitter yesterday, which was a pinch hit grand slam then, the first in franchise history. 1-2, up and in with a fastball, back pick towards second base, and Valdez slides it ahead first dive. Good throw there by Hediger, and it's 2-2. That's also just the third ever pinch hit home run in franchise history. Goes back to 2010. A last year. Davis Nadal had a pinch hit walk off inside the park home run. That checked a lot of different boxes. 2-2. So we're going to foul back to do it again. The only other one hit was by Dan Gravit in August of 2012 against Port Charlotte. A game at Lecon Park that Jameson Taillon started for the Marauders. Kevin Kiermaier was playing for Port Charlotte. 2-2. Slaughter hits the knob, no hit his arm. And so he'll walk down the first base line. So all of a sudden, this inning for Segura just spiraling away. There is a righty throwing in the bullpen for Clearwater, and Segura is at 83 pitches right now. He may not get a chance to finish it, but he's still in right now. No signs from the third base dugout. Two on, two outs. Angeline Polanco at the plate. 4-1, Bradenton on top. A two-run home run in this half-inning by Connor Delgado. First pitch to lefty Polanco is fouled off towards the backstop for strike one. Oh, 1. Swinging a foul back again. Just caught a piece of it. Polanco's 0 for 2 tonight with 2 strikeouts. Oh, 2. Swing on a ground ball right side. Saltabon to his right field. Throw to first, and that's the half inning. Marauders do get 2 runs, though, on the Delgado home run. Leave 2 more out there in the 5th inning. We're halfway home. Marauders 4, Threshers 1 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Southern skies. Have you ever noticed southern skies?
Bottom 5, Bradenton with some more breathing room after Connor Delgado slugs his 5th home run of the season. 4-1 cushion as Dakota Katowski leads things off on the right side of the 5th inning. First pitch is down and in with a fastball for ball 1. 6, 7, and 8, 2 up in the lineup card. 1-0, and Katowski fouls it back to the netting. Count even. He holds 1-1. Now bounces in for ball two. Now today there was some Pirates news today involving a former Pirate alum. Drew Badgie was picked up by the Tigers, signed a minor league deal, was playing in the Indy Ball ranks for the Staten Island Fairy Hawks. 2-1, swing and a miss, good fastball in the outer half, and the count's even 2-2. Staten Island with one of the most picturesque ballparks you'll have in one of the boroughs of New York City in Staten Island, the old Yankees affiliate in the New York Penn League. 2-2. So we're going to ground ball up the third baseline. Fair ball. Rivas can't believe it hits off the sidewall as Katowski is standing at second base with a double. And now Jim Horner, who's dug out of position right there at the first base dugout. He's not happy. He's pointing. He's saying there's no way. That thing looked foul the entire way. And he's hot. He's gone. And Horner gets ejected for the first time this season. Dominic Ribeiro tosses him. And now Blake Mize is coming over at home plate. And Horner's still chirping away. I mean, that ball looked foul. And Rivas made no attempt to get it. Katowski kind of slowed out of the box, and so ends up being a double for him. And just an unfortunate situation there as Horner gets ejected. So the good news is they have another manager down there. Steph Lombardo managed six games last week. She's now turned over the lineup card as Horner will head back to the clubhouse. A.J. Shaver, the righty hitter. First pitch. Swing and a ground ball towards shortstop. Delgado goes to second. And they get him there. Out to first. No, they don't get him there. Heads up play by Zapata. They still had time, even on a tag play. And so I think there's karma right there as that out's erased at second base now. A fielder's choice, a near double play, but again, hats off to Zapata. He didn't wait for the call, he just fired to first. So 6-4 in your scorecard. One out, runner on, 4-1 Bradenton. Bottom five, as Hong Long Cheng faces Diego Gonzalez, the right-hander. First pitch is a fastball low for ball one. First time Jim Horner has been ejected this season. 1-0, fastball, and a back pick attempt, was a called strike. Slipped out of the hands of Plaz, and so no throw down there. Well, we did see Marty Beloy get ejected here in Clearwater on April 27th, but that's just the third manager to get ejected this season. Jose Mayorga was also tossed back in May. 1-1. Swinging a high, bouncing towards third. Rivas charging, waits back, throws a second for one. Turn to first in time. 5-4-3 around the horn. A twin killer ends the fifth inning. And Bradenton departs with a 4-1 lead after five on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Chase Hopewell, new arm of the ball game for the Clearwater Threshers as we open the top of the sixth inning. Marauders ahead 4-1. Final line for Enrique Segura today, as he ends up going 5 innings of 4-run ball on 4 hits, walk 3, and struck out 4. 86 pitches, 54 strikes for Segura today. But again, now the right-hander Chase Hopewell in the sixth inning, as he'll face Javier Rivas, lead things off here in this half inning. And now a time call. It's a baseball that came out on the field of play. We've got a 2 grass berms here at BayCare Ballpark, 1 in left center and 1 in right center. It's always full of kids playing pickle, maybe a sim game out there, just having a good old catch. First pitch to the righty, Rivas is swinging a high topper left side of the hole. Back at it by Gonzalez, flings it across the diamond in time. And now an 0-for-3 night now for Rivas, who came in with a 6-game hitting streak. So another one pitch out. Start this half inning, and Hopewell, his outing is underway. 23-year-old non-drafted free agent from Cincinnati, Ohio, who played his college ball for Bearcats there. We're in the AAC now at the Big 12. Eddie Rodriguez, the right-handed hitter. First pitch to him. It is a fastball darted outside for a ball. 18th appearance this year for Hopewell, is 0-2 with a 6.95 ERA. 2 holds, 2 saves, and 2 opportunities. 1-0. That's high for a ball. Fastball 94. It's 2-0. 10 walks, 18 strikeouts. Hitters hitting, oh boy, 310 off of Hopewell. Now the 2-0. Fastball struck well. Deep center field. Owusu-Acedo chasing back on the run. Can't make the catch. And one hops off the wall as Rodriguez shuts it down at second base. It's a stand-up double for him. And his first hit in the series. So one out double for Rodriguez. Solomon McGuire down at the plate. Marauders ahead of 4-1. As Hopewell, that ball was tattooed there. Coming off back-to-back outings against Tampa and Jupiter where he's given up a run. He did pitch 3 1/3 scoreless combined in 2 outings against Bradenton in the beginning of June. First pitch to lefty McGuire. There's a fastball taken on the outside black for a called strike. Hopewell not having a good month of June so far. Really just one big outing. He gave up 4 runs in 2/3 of an inning at home against Lakeland on June 2nd. The 0-1, fastball outside for a ball. 1 out, runner on. McGuire a walk in the second inning. A 6-game on a base streak for him now. The 1-1, breaking ball fouled back behind home. It's 1-2. McGuire, who's not the only Aussie playing this week. Nika Puaka-Gregor, who's at third base, I believe is a native New Zealander. Says he's born in Melbourne, Australia, but one, two. Swing and a foul back. We've seen a lot of Australians across the FSL this year. View and Fort Myers, who the Marauders will see next. Be a little home-and-home series around July 4th in Fort Myers and also in Bradenton. 1-2. Swing and a miss, and McGuire strikes out. First strikeout for Hopewell, second out in the top of the sixth inning with a runner on for Wesley Zapata. Well, if you're looking for some July 4th plans, I may say there is a baseball game on July 3rd back at Lecom Park. A 6:30 first pitch, first 1,500 fans. Get a free Marauders t-shirt, also post-game fireworks afterwards as well. And first pitch is a fastball outside for ball one. To Zapata, switcher to batting left. Will say you definitely want to get your ticket sooner than later. A lot of tickets have been sold right now. You want a good seat? Go online at BradentonMarauders.com. Takeoff attempt to second base. A headlong dive in goes Rodriguez. It's going to be a good crowd there on July 3rd. Always is around the 4th across minor league baseball. Zapata 1-for-2 today, 1-0. And he takes on the outside corner, called strike. He singled and was left at third in the third inning. One one. And that's up and away from Hopewell. Breaking ball, it's 2-1. Mentioned Cincinnati, where he played his college ball, member of the Big 12. No Big 12 teams in the College World Series this year, nothing but ACC and SEC teams. And Tennessee coming out on top. She wins a fastball. Geared down low, it's 3-1. A lot of Big 12 fans, it's all about basketball. And so the NBA draft going on right now. Wrapping up the second round. First round last night. Saw some Big 12 names. Johnny Furphy from Kansas going. 3-1 pitch. And a fastball on the inside edge, called strike. Counts full. What's going on in Brooklyn right now? Roddy James, the big news, was selected by the Lakers. Former USC Trojan. 3-2. Called third strike. And Zapata goes down looking. Back-to-back K's by Hopewell. It's a scoreless sixth inning for Chase. 5.5 in the books. 4-1 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Oh,
Hung Lung Cheng begins in the bottom of the sixth inning with Bradenton in front, 4-1. It's been a well-pitched game by him so far. He's allowed just one run on three hits. Two of them coming in the first inning. 9-1-2 as the righty's first pitch to Avery Owusu-Asidu is a cue shot foul, first base side for strike one. Marauders scored two runs in the first, then got two in the fifth inning on a Connor Delgado two-run home run. The lone tally for Clearwater came back in the first inning on a Devin Saltabon solo blast. As the 0-1's popped in the air behind home, out of play for strike two. No balls and two strikes. The right-handed batting Avery Owusu-Asidu. Chang kicks, swinging a line drive, back up the middle and through in his center field, a base knock. And Avery Owusu-Asidu has again just the fourth Threshers hit tonight. So a runner on base. 4-1 ball game in favor of the Marauders. And the lefty Jordan Byers top of the order back around. First pitch home. Backdoor breaking ball outside for ball one. This was really the inning that got him in his last start too for the two runs. Chang against Lakeland. This year making his third start against the Threshers. Doesn't have a win or a loss. A 2.61 ERA. 1-0. Byers checks the swing, lays off. It's 2-0. Came in with opponents needing just 231 off of him. 11 strikeouts, 2 walks, and 10 and a third. Well, today the good news is he hasn't walked a batter yet. 2-1. And Byers, or 2-0. Byers swings and misses at for a strike. Now it's 2-1. His last start had allowed just one hit through the first five innings. It was a walk. Double, 2-1, Byers late on a fastball, 92, with the counts even. For an RBI single from Jose de la Cruz, tied the game, and then it was a sack fly from Samuel Hill that gave Lakeland the lead, and again, they would go on to win 4-2. 2-2, swinging a poke out towards short, Delgado with a jump, makes the catch. That was a really good changeup down and away. That was tailing away from the lefty Byers, and so he reached forward and punched it. Got some barrel, but not enough to get it over the frame of 5'7" Kiner Delgado at shortstop. So one gone with a runner on for Devin Saltabon. And as the only run today, a solo home run back in the first. First pitch, the righty is a fastball low for ball one. Saltabon is a guy who possibly the future middle infielder for the Philadelphia Phillies. Him and Aiden Miller put a lot of time together this year. Miller, just a 19-year-old kid, the 1-0. Saltabon pulls in the ground to third. Rivas to his right, second for one. Back to first. Valdez can't pick it. And so they can't turn two, but they do get a 5-4 fielder's choice. We'll see if that one will come back to hurt him or not. Fielder, Pierce Bennett. The out is recorded at second base, though. Two gone with a runner on for Pierce Bennett. Well, the Marauders did turn a season high yesterday in double plays in four. A couple, again, numbers at their reach. Toss to first, picked him off. Saltabon caught leaning, and that's the end of the inning. No runs, a hit, nobody left. On the seventh inning, 4-1, Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've hit the top of the seventh inning. Bradenton in front 4-1 over the Clearwater Threshers on this Thursday night in Clearwater, Florida. Game three of a week-long series between the Pirates and the Phillies. Single-A affiliates. Top of the order, Joe, up against Chase Hopewell, who allowed a double but struck out two in a scoreless sixth inning. Bishop, Delgado, and Valdez coming to bat here in this half inning. Lights turned on. Sun just starting to set here from Baker Ballpark. Temperature is already gonna a little bit cooler outside. First pitch is out off the plate for ball one. For lefty Bishop, who's been on base three times today. Two walks and a double. Two runs scored, two stolen bases. Everything seems to be coming in twos here today. Braylon. The 1-0. Fastball. That's tugged down and in for ball two. And 2-0. Hopewell, long blonde hair underneath his red cap, blue brim. 2-0. Fastball. On the outside, Black, a called strike. It's very Noah Syndergaard-esque. His nickname in New York City was Thor when he pitched for the Mets. Looks just like the Marvel character. 2-1. So we got a tip to the mitt for a strike two. Now Marvel and minor league baseball have a partnership. I think they still do. Marauders haven't worn a Marvel jersey yet. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Check swing. On the appeal, he didn't go around. There is, but unfortunately, the Marauders are not a participating team. Just found that out. Clearwater is. And Bishop strikes out swinging. Start the seventh inning. Three strikeouts now for Hopewell. Yeah, the Threshers, what Marvel did was they went to all the participating teams. There's only five teams, it looks like, in the FSL that participate. And so they give you an alternate logo, and you wear, obviously, different jerseys. It varies by year. I think last year was Black Panther. Year before was Iron Man. First pitch to Connor Delgado, who takes low for ball one. One out base is clear in the seventh inning, 4-1 to Bradenton. And so Marvel and minor league base, you know, the team would come together and it'll come together in a logo that's different than what it would look like. The 1-0. Swing and a foul back. It's 1-1. I mean, it's kind of tough, too. With the Marauders, it's a Pirate, so Pirates are usually bad guys, and so they don't typically Marvel movies all about superheroes. I don't know if a Pirate would be a hero or not. But the Threshers have one, and theirs is a shark holding a baseball bat. There are the Threshers. The 1-1. Swing and a fly ball hit well the opposite way, but right at Bennett as he backs up a few steps and has it. Two gone. Mascot, if you ever come to a game at Baker Ballpark, his name is Finley. He's a shark. Daytona as well, they have a turtle that's basically on steroids. He's flexing his muscles. I mean, he is super jacked. Two outs, base is clear here for Esglin. Valdez the ready. And a 4-1 ball game in the seventh. And a check swing, he offered that for strike one. The other teams, just from the map I can see, Fort Myers, Daytona, St. Lucie, and Tampa. Tampa, well, Tarpon's a fish. Their fish is very the same ways. Basically the same, but his hips on his hands on his hips. The 0-1 is on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-2. But again, if you want to definitely take a look at some of the logos across Minor League Baseball, just look it up. Defenders of the Diamond. MILB. Come right to the Minor League Baseball's website. 0-2 on Valdez, and he strikes out swinging to end this half inning. Well, it's stretch time here in Clearwater, 4-1. Bradenton ahead on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
C'è luna mezzumara, mamma mia dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te peglia lo pescia, io le suai, serena, se lo pescia, maradena.
Bottom seven, Bradenton ahead 4-1 as Hung Leng Cheng is out for the seventh inning. So looking to go a career high. And no starter this year for Bradenton has gone past the sixth inning. There has been a long list of them that have gotten to six. Carlson Reed did it yesterday. Now first pitch to Pierce Bennett is on the ground out to shortstop. Delgado has it secured, takes his time, throws to first, and so one pitch, one gone, as Emmanuel Terrero is in for Braylon Bishop. And left field. I hope Bishop's okay. One pitch, one gone, but Hung Leng Cheng now 68 pitches in. Counts 0-1 on Caden Henninger. There seems to be some confusion about who is playing out in right field. As Chang kicks home, the 0-1, it's popped in the air foul off the left side. It is Serge Campagna playing right field and not Emmanuel Terrero. So count 0-2 here on Henninger as Chang just only surpassed the 70 pitch mark. I mean, this is, you don't see very often pitchers in the minor leagues go really past seven innings. As the 0-2, that's up and in for a ball. And I think for Chang, too, he has at least gone six innings, so it's not really uncharted territory. It's a little bit now, but, you know, going into the sixth inning, it really isn't. 1-2, and that's a called third strike. Fastball, 93, outer half. Fourth strikeout today. He's gotten Hediger twice. That's his last strikeout he had was in the fourth inning. So two quick ones here in the seventh inning for Nico Pauaca-Grego as Bradenton is ahead 4-1. Left-handed batter, first pitch from Chang. It's a high bounder foul first baseline. One and Pauaca-Grego takes up and away. It's 1-1. Nico's 0-2 today. He's grounded out and flied out both times. Just four hits allowed by Chang so far to this point. The 1-1, and that's up and away for ball two. Two and one the count as Chang readies and fires. Swing and a miss. Fastball 92 miles an hour, counts 2-2. Mentioned nine different players have thrown six innings. Michael Kennedy's done it three times. Carlson Reed's done it twice. Christian Curtis twice. And Antoine Kelly's done it once. So no one has gone seven innings or even past the six and a third until Chang tonight. Two outs, 2-2. It's a breaking ball in the dirt. Counts full. Derek Diamond threw seven innings last year. He's actually pitching tonight in high A for Greensboro up in Jersey Shore. And Dominic Paragi went 6 1/3. So this is just some type of start tonight for Hung Long Chang. 3-2. And that's up and away for ball four. I know he would love to get Pauaca-Grego there. That's the first walk issue tonight for Hung Long Chang, who doesn't really walk that many either. His 20th walk of the season. And Axial Plies will walk out. There is a ready soft tossing right now in the bullpen in left center. Other former Marauders to go seven innings, or again just past six innings. Po Yu Chen did it back in 2022. He was down in Double-A Altoona. Chen did also did it in 21, along with Santiago Flores, another name too, who went 6 1/3 back in 21. Luis Ortiz, he's pitching in the big leagues now for the Pittsburgh Pirates. First pitch to Dakota Katowski is tipped into the glove of Plies for strike one. So again, just to put the hammer on the nail here, just Hung Long Chang made some really good pitchers in the Pirate system. 0-1, and a fastball is outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Bradenton has a 4-1 lead. Right around first here with two gone. 1-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner, called strike. Slider that Axial Plies could not squeeze. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Chang gears home. Breaking ball foul back. Katowski doubled in the fifth inning. He's got, that was the first hit that the Thrashers had going back to the first inning then. 2-2, swing and a miss. A fist bump from Plaz and Chang. He goes 7 innings of one-run ball tonight as Bradenton heads to the 8th inning up 4-1 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Bradenton has a 4-1 lead on the Clearwater Threshers as Hung Long Cheng has gone 7 innings tonight. The longest start by a Marauder in this season. Axial Plaz, 4, 5, and 6 due up as Drew Garrett Newar to the ballgame. Replaces Chase Hopewell, who went to scoreless. First pitch of the righty Plaz now as a fastball hacked and missed out for a strike one. 24-year-old Garrett, a 19th-round draft pick out of Missouri back in 2022. His 17th appearance this year is 1-1 with a 1.59 ERA. 0-1 is down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Rest of the numbers on Garrett. 20 walks, 36 Ks in 22 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed just 7 hits. That's a .099 average against. 1-1. And off the plate outside, it's 2-1. I mean, that's just video game numbers. That's unfair. Laz is ahead, though, 2-1 on the newly entered Garrett out of the bullpen. 2-1, and that is low. Garrett this year has 2 scoreless outings, combined 3 innings, no hits. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Marauders looking to win their 4th straight road game. Again, they started just 4-22 on the road. And that was the difference. If they just figured out how to win on the road, they'd be an above 500 team. 3-1 high and in for ball 4. And they're getting there. They enter in today 33-38, 5 games below the watermark. 4-1 in the second half here as leadoff walk issued to Plaz is on base for the second time today. So leadoff man on for Shaleen Polanco, 4-1 Bradenton. As we're just under the 2 hours mark of this ball game. First pitch to lefty Polanco, high and in for a ball. Beautiful skyline out in right field and left field. Sun setting from Clearwater. Wind blowing out to right center now. Garrett sets and lifts. Fastball outside. It's 2-0. Well, the first two games of this series. This is the eighth inning in the ninth inning where things just got crazy. crazy the last two nights. 2-0 and a fastball high for ball three. Yesterday, Marauders put up 6 runs in the 8th inning. 2 home runs and a grand slam. One was hit by Palaz, who's at first right now. Polanco had a leadoff solo home run. 3-0. Shows bunt. It's high for ball four. Now that's not a good start there for Drew Guerra. He's put the first two men on. He's thrown just one strike so far. Thresher scored 6 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning. Marauders scored a run in the 10th to win 8-7. Then on Tuesday, Bradenton scored a run in the 7th, run in the 8th. And then a 6-run 9th inning to take a 9-3 lead. And then nearly gave it away in the bottom half of the 9th inning. As Gustavo Armas, a quick mound visit. They got the Judge Judy music going on here at Baker Ballpark. All sorts of fun. First and second. At the top of the 8th inning, Javi Rivas, who's 0-for-3 today, looking to extend his hitting streak to 7 games. First pitch is outside for ball one. So nothing but balls so far for Drew Guerra. He's thrown now 10 pitches, just one strike. Righty sets and delivers the 1-0. And fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. That's what I would have done if I was Rivas. I would have waited until Garrett threw me a strike. And now he has. Laws at second. Polanco at first. And now a late time called here. It was a pitch clock violation. So 2-1 the count here on Rivas, who has 7 now home runs this year after the blast yesterday in this half inning. His new career high is also tied for first in single A this month as he swings and misses at a fastball up in the zone for strike two. 6 home runs in the month of June are tied for the most in single A with a handful of other players. Counts full on him here, 3-2 with Eddie Rodriguez on deck. The pitch, and that's outside. It was a 2-2 count. Scoreboard got me. Now it is 3-2. Full count. Garrett readies to the pitch. Fastball. Called strike three as Donna Barrow also lost count there. So a strikeout is the first out of the 8th inning with 2 on and 1 gone for Eddie Rodriguez. Take a look at the organizational scoreboard. AAA Indianapolis put a doubleheader today. They had a tough day. Lost 5-4 on a walk-off in game 1. Gave up 4 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning. And here's Eddie Rodriguez who waits the first pitch. Drew Gilbert with 2 on. 4-1 ball game in the 8th. His pitch fastball at the knees called strike. Marauders ahead, should say, as well. Indianapolis then was walked off in the 8th inning, gave up 2 runs. They got 1 in the extra inning. They played a doubleheader today, so played 7 inning games. Double out Tuna right now is up 6-2, as that's fouled back for strike 2. But things get a little dicey there at People's Natural Gas Field. Altoona has a 4-run lead in the 9th inning with 1 out, but the bases are loaded. Taking a page out of this week's book between Clearwater and Bradenton. Oh, 2 to Rodriguez is up and in for a ball.
the news out of Altoona today, Bubba Chandler struck out 11 in 6 2/3. Two-run ball, one walk, three hits. Just another good arm in the Pirates system. It's going to be interesting with the deadline coming up soon. 1-2, high and away. That missed. It's 2-2. A lot of good arms here, too. Christian Curtis just entered the top 30 in the Pirates prospect system with the graduation of Paul Skeens on Tuesday. So now there are 8 top 30 prospects on the Marauders roster. 2-2, and a fastball low for ball 3. Didn't miss by much. If you throw in the rehabbing Mike Burrows, that would make 9 of the top 30. I mean, that's just unheard of. Rodriguez with a timeout here. First and second. One out, a 4-1 Bradenton lead. On the top of the 8th inning. Garrett looked to second, 3-2. Fastball popped up right at the mound. Garrett walking back, infield fly rule is called. And so Plaz heads back to second base. But Rodriguez put away. And so Drew Garrett, he walked the first two, but is now just one battered away of getting out of this half inning. Well, the infield fly rule came into effect yesterday, which resulted in a double play. Updating the Altoona game, they just gave up a 2 RBI single, so it's a 2-run game. With just one out. First pitch is at the knees, a called strike to the lefty, Solomon McGuire. He was 0-2 today with a walk. 0-1. Breaking ball up and away. Counts even 1-1. Well, some news from yesterday's game, too. We haven't touched upon it because Jared Toledo is not playing today. 1-1. Fastball popped up in the air. Shallow right center field. Saltabon out along with both outfielders. It's Avery Wusu-Asudu, the center fielder, who has it secured for the last out. We'll tell you about that ball game yesterday when we come back here in the bottom of the 8th inning. 4-1 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bye. Bottom of the eighth inning, Bradenton in charge, 4-1 of the Clearwater Threshers as Hung Long Chang's day is over. Allows just one run on four hits, one walk, five strikeouts in seven innings. New pitcher Luigi Hernandez. First pitch is a fastball fanned on up in the zone by A.J. Schaefer for strike one. 7-9 two up as Schaefer is 0 for 2 tonight. The 0-1 is at the D's called strike with a heater. It's 0-2. Numbers on Luigi Hernandez this season, 20-year-old from the Bronx, New York. 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Three pitches, a strikeout for Hernandez. And with one out, here is Diego Gonzalez. And Luigi making his ninth appearance of the year is 2-1 with an 8.15 ERA. 23 walks, 25 strikeouts, and 17 2/3 innings. Spent a bit of time on the IL this year. First pitch is a cue shot ground ball to first. A pot to Fields, or Valdez Fields, in a race to the bag. Valdez is there. And two quick outs here in the eighth inning for now Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Yeah, Luigi Hernandez was on the injured list for just under a month, was placed on it on April 20th, came off May 15th. This is a Marauders bullpen as well that's been really an overall pitching staff that has been dealt with some injuries and a little short-handed. First pitch to Owusu-Asiedu is fouled back for a strike. Well, right now, I mean, on the injured list, Christian Curtis in the rotation. Michael Kennedy is also on the IL. Then bullpen arms, Danny Carrion and Landon Tompkins. Tompkins was the closer, seven saves on the year. And so that's two less arms out of the bullpen and two less rotation pieces. Well, they still have eight guys out of the bullpen. As the 0-1's off the plate outside for a ball, it's 1-1, but I'm really just piecing together this rotation right now with some rehabbers. Aaron Shortridge goes to borrow, then Mike Burrows on Saturday on rehab, and then 2-1, and that's down low for ball three. Carlos Jimenez to start on Sunday. Two and one count here, the pitch. Swing and a miss. On Owusu-Asiedu, who's one for two tonight, singled back in the sixth inning. Base is empty, two gone, a three-run cushion for Bradenton. The pitch, inside, almost hit him, and now the count's full. Well, the Marauders are also attempting to win their fifth straight game against the Threshers. I think Matt Forge is asking for what the count was. I had 3-1 before, and thought it would be ball four, but 3-2. Swing and a miss, a fist pump from Puz again. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 eighth inning for Luigi Hernandez. 4-1 to the ninth we go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Top nine, Bradenton in front, 4-1, looking for some more offense here. As the first pitch is a fastball outside for ball one. From the right of Drew Garrett to Wesley Zapata, switch hitter batting left. It's 1-0. 9-1-2 due up as Sergio Capone is on deck. 1-0, and that's taken high for ball two. Garrett had some issues last inning. He walked the first two through just one strike on his first 10 pitches, but bear down, strike out, pop out, fly out to end the half inning. 2-0, check swing, and it's off the plate for ball three. Boy, it's almost like Groundhog Day all over again. Gary just can't find the zone right now. 3-0, high and in for ball four. Now the walks haven't been as bad today, but it's been the ninth inning that Rebosa have come in the last two nights. Marauders yesterday, just them as a staff, they walked three in the ninth, all three runs scored. And then in the ninth inning the day before, they ended up walking five in the inning. Leadoff walk here. Now Campagna swings in the first pitch and fans on which might have been a ball for strike one. Campagna's numbers this year, hitting .228 in 26 games. One home run, four RBIs, but 11 stolen bases, which is the most on the team. 0-1, Bonchon pulled back and it's outside for a ball. Entered in for Braylon Bishop. Now a time called as it is called by Campagna. Bradenton a 4-1 start to this second half of the season. We're tied with Fort Myers in the standings coming into today. Fort Myers is winning 5-0 as Campagna checks a swing. It's a fastball outside, 2-1. It is the count here on Sergio. But we're talking about two. The last half inning when it ended. 2-1, runner in motion. Pitch is swung on, chopped towards third. Fielded by Pauaka Grego. Looks back the runner at second now and throws to first. 5-3 put out with a runner on second base. Zapata in motion. And Connor Delgado, the batter with the Marauders in front. 4-1, top nine with one out. Well, Gerald Toledo is not playing today, but he still made some news yesterday. His play had in the eighth inning at the same juncture of the game was on SportsCenter. Top 10 plays last night and this morning, number five. First pitch is flown in the air, right field. Shaver frozen now to his left, backs up, makes the catch. Zapata tags him third. It's a good throw. Almost overslid the base. Tag is applied. But he's in there in F9 for Delgado. As now here's Esmerlin Valdez. 4-1 Bradenton lead with two outs in the top of the ninth. First pitch is a slider on the outside edge, called strike. Threshers would have their top of the order due up, so that's a good start for them as they chase three runs. The 0-1, breaking ball popped in the air off the right side, out of play for strike two. Threshers' only run they scored came back in the first inning on a Devin Saltabon home run. Nice catch by the fan right behind the Marauders' dugout. By the way, game is over in Altoona. They win 6-4. They hang on. Bubba Chandler again, 11 strikeouts today in his start. Oh, and 2 count on Valdez. The offering. Fastball up high. Esberlin drove in the game's first run with an RBI single back in the first inning. Marauders have led the entire way. They scored two in the first. Threshers got that one run on a Saltabon home run, then a Delgado home run in the fifth. 1-2, and that's off the plate for a ball. It's 2-2. Looking for their fourth straight road win. They won 7 in a row at one point last year. Bradenton finished with the same record at both home and on the road. 2-2, and Valdez lines it down the left field line. Base knock. Rolls in towards the corner as Zapata scores, and Valdez, with his second run-scoring hit today, provides some insurance. 5-1 in the top of the ninth inning. That's a nice day for Esberlin Valdez. You hope it's the end of it. Brinton gets the last three outs in the ninth inning, assuming. But a run scoring hit in his first and his fifth at bat tonight. Now 5-for-14 this week. Axel Plaza, two outs and a runner on. First pitch, the righty, is a check swing foul back for strike one. It's also too noteworthy of the fact that, mentioned off the top of the numbers for Drew Garrett, he'd allowed just 7 hits all year. That's the only hit so far against Garrett in his inning in 2/3, and it's a RBI double. Valdez has just continued to improve so much this season with his at-bats he's put up. It's another example. 0-1. And a breaking ball high counts even. You know, still a lot of strikeouts in Valdez's ledger, though, obviously. That's kind of the one caveat, 88 strikeouts and 210 at-bats. That's a high rate. 1-1, check swing, and it's outside. It's about a 42% clip, but, you know, he can clean that up. He's going to be a really well-rounded player. Now the question is, where is he going to play? Plays a little bit of first and right left field. 2-1. Fastball fanned on down to the zone. It's 2-2. But he's got some really good pop. He's just getting better and better as the season goes on. As Glenn Valdez, who's at second base right now, just 20 years of age. 2-2. Breaking ball, fought off foul off the right side. Once more, another two-ball, two-strike count here when Valdez has had the last batter, who doubled down the left field line, score their fifth run. Pitch home, swinging a high pop-up this time in play. First base side, catcher, and it's dropped by the first baseman, Kotowski, in fair play. A run and a score makes it 6-1. As Kotowski and Hediger just stared at each other, and then Kotowski went to make the catch, and then he squatted on his knees and dropped it. And now Marty Malloy out, and we may have a new pitcher on here. Boy, that's a tough way to end your outing if you're Drew Garrett, obviously, it'll be an unearned run. But it's now a five-run lead. Molloy takes the baseball, 6-1. Bradenton, top nine. Pitching change underway on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
John Enriquez, the new arm in the ballgame in the top of the ninth inning with two outs and a runner on. Two runs in after a drop pop-up late second run. Shalene Polanco, at the plate. Rivas is on deck. First pitch to Polanco. Broken bat, roller, right side. One hopper for Saltabon in the gut. Throws to first, and so Enriquez needs just one pitch to complete the ninth inning. Then 6-1, Bradenton, bottom half of the inning, three outs away. Another win here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom nine at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. Marauders looking to close out this ball game against the Clearwater Threshers that they lead 6-1 now. Scored two runs in the top of the ninth inning. Bradenton has had a few wild ninth innings the last two nights, so they just want to maybe have a nice easy one tonight. They have a five-run lead here. Luigi Hernandez just had a 1-2-3 eighth inning. First pitch on the lefty, Jordan Fires, is thigh-high called strike, top of the order due up here. Hernandez struck out two of the three in the eighth inning. Quick work of the righty, 0-1, And Fires rolls it first base side under the glove of Valdez and down the right field line. It's off the sidewall, and now it's bobbled by Campagna. Throw to second base. A single and an E9. And the Threshers have something going in the ninth inning. That was a sharp ground ball. That was a tough one for Valdez. It snuck just around the bag and down the line. And it would have been a single if not for the bobble by Campagna. I mean, Byers was turning around at first, but he was slowing down. And so all of a sudden, a single E9. And Devin Saltabaugh at the plate. A home run back in the first, the only run scored today by the Threshers. First pitch from the righty is a fastball high and in for ball one. So that's the first error today by the Marauders. A look to second base. And the 1-0. Fastball high, it's 2-0. Saltabon 1-for-3 tonight otherwise. And total outside of the home run. Hong Lung Cheng went 7 innings today. 2-0, and a fastball over the heart of the plate for a called strike. The last two nights, it's been the inability to throw strikes that has led to a lot of those runs. The team ERA has skyrocketed here these last two games. 2-1, so we're going to pop foul behind, so out of play, and the count's even. The team ERA is now at an even 4. It hasn't been above that mark in quite some time. Pitching staff and one of the best ERAs in minor league baseball in the month of May at 3.32, but in June it's back to what the numbers were in April. They had a 4.40 ERA in April, a 4.41 here so far in the month. Line drive through the 5-6 hole in the left field, fires to third, and so it's back-to-back singles to start this ninth inning. So first and third, nobody out. Threshers now 6 hits tonight that has matched the total that the Marauders have put up. Well, again, they have 5 runs to play with here. Pierce Bennett, the righty, takes a fastball high and in for ball one. I mean, it's the last 3 outs are always the hardest to get to say in baseball, and has proven this week for the Marauders. The 1-0, and that's high. It's 2-0. It's been back-to-back batters here that Hernandez has fallen behind on. 2-0. 2-0, and Bennett takes a called strike with a fastball at 91. Some of the crowd have decided to go home a bit early tonight. Still some fans sticking around. 2-1's a ball in the dirt, 3-1. Now the tying run isn't on deck, but it would be here if a walk was issued. Well, there is nobody warming the bullpen yet for Bradenton. They had to burn an extra pitcher yesterday in Peyton Stumbo. 3-1. And a fastball high for ball four. So they have loaded them here in the ninth inning. And Matt Ford right on cue will pop out from the first base dugout. I was looking that way to see. I said, I feel like a mound pitch is coming, and it is. So the tying run is on deck right now. Bases are full with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth inning here in Clearwater. Well, Bradenton right now, they're looking for another road win, but also their 5th straight win against Clearwater this season, who won the first half. If they win today, they'll take the first 3 games of this series. It would also be a split of a week-long series, which would be the second straight road trip that they have done that. They split in Dunedin, winning 2 of the last 3. after they hadn't won a road series. They had still haven't run a road series yet, but they had split a series the entire year on the road. Their last road win came in the last road trip last year. It's a lot of last there. But that was at Fort Myers to end the year. Bases are loaded with threshers. Nobody out for Caden Hediger. The infield back the entire way around. Lefty hitter, first pitch, and that's low for ball one. Yesterday it was a three-run home run by catcher and Lou Albrecht. They brought the threshers with the run. And then it was A.J. Shaver, who still a few batters away, who had the tying home run. Hernandez gets a sign, now sets, 1-0. Fastball belt high, called strike, it's 1-1. Matt Diocoto is now warming in the Marauders' bullpen. He is the other closer with Landon Tompkins on the injured list. He had a few saves anyways before Tompkins did go down. Swing and a pop-up, third base side, Rivas charging in, makes the catch in foul territory. Infield flyer was in effect only if it was fair, though. And so one gone, the ninth inning base is full, and a 6-1 ball game. And Nico Puaca-Grego, who's 0 for 2 today with a walk. Another lefty here against the righty Luigi Hernandez. 5'9", third baseman from Australia. Against the righty from the Bronx. First pitch from Luigi. And that's high off the glove. Applause to the backstop, and now a score run. So a pass ball makes it 6-2. Count 1-0 on Nico Puaca-Grego. Well, the Curve had some trouble tonight, also closing out their ball game. 1-0. Fastball right there on the outer half, called strike. Curve still won those 6-4, gave him two runs in the ninth inning. Riders will be okay with that, give him two runs, but still win. One ball, one strike on the lefty. Swinging a fly ball off the left side out of play. Fesher's trying to mount another comeback here in the ninth inning. They've lost their last four games. 1-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Fastball at 93 miles an hour, and Hernandez picks up his third K, but a crucial second out here in the ninth inning. It was two singles and a walk to start the ninth inning before a pop-out strikeout. Now two outs, two runners in scoring position, a 6-2 ball game. Tying run still on deck. Here's Dakota Katowski. First pitch is in the dirt for ball one. Well, let me just tell you, you don't want A.J. Shaver up. His numbers don't tell the whole story because he's 0 for 3 tonight. Shaver is, who's on deck again, just to put a point on that. He's now 2 for 31 in the month of June. His two hits have come in the ninth inning the last two nights. He's just a very clutch hitter. The 1-0. Outside off the glove. Applause to the backstop, and this will score another run. 6-3, we again inch closer. Might be wild pitch that time. It was a bit of a stretch for Claus to make the reception. They called the first one a wild pitch, and that's just wrong. That's a pass ball. 2-0, and that's inside for ball three. 3-0 with two outs, a runner on. The pitch. That's a fastball down the heart of the plate for a called strike. Two outs. 3-1. Inside ball four. Now once again, tying run to the plate in the ninth inning. Marauders had a 5-run lead entering this half inning. Two runs have scored. And what's officially right now, according to the official score, is two wild pitches. But again, more of a pass ball wild pitch is what not classified as. A.J. Schaefer at the plate. Tying run with two outs. First pitch, a fastball high for ball one. Just talked about him. Game-tying solo home run yesterday in the ninth inning. Two strikes on him. Had a base hit up the middle that scored two the other night. 1-0 is on the inner edge called strike. Count even 1-1. Schaefer is 0-3 today. Struck out swinging against Hernandez to start the eighth inning. Righty sets, lifts 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider out of the zone. And he chased after it for strike two. One strike away. First and third, two outs, 6-3 Marauders. And the bottom of the ninth inning. Two runs already home, tying run of the plate. The two outs. 1-2. Outside, just missed. Oh. Didn't miss by much. And the count back even at 2-2. With again the tying run of the plate, two outs, three-run ball game. 2-2. Swing and a tapper foul towards the on-deck circle. Deuces wild at the scoreboard in left center field here at BayCare Ballpark. Marauders looking to close the door here on this ball game. Tying run of the plate, two outs, 2-2. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. And now Luigi Hernandez can take a deep breath as he strikes out A.J. Schaefer, and the Marauders end the ball game. They win 6-3 and another nail binder here at BayCare Ballpark. Final numbers in the ninth inning. Threshers do get two runs on two hits with two men left on base. Post-game show next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Bankier Ballpark. Thomas and Zerli here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as the Marauders with another close one here tonight. Win though 6-3. They have now won five straight against the Thrashers, but also four straight road games for the first time since last year. They continue to play well on the road, and we'll see if that will happen tomorrow. But before we take you back to this one and get you set for tomorrow, take a look at some scores on the out-of-town scoreboard. First starting in the Florida State League here tonight. Day game today between Lakeland and Dunedin. 3-2 winners Lakeland was. Arjun Namala homered for the DJs in his return back from the Complex League. First round pick by the Blue Jays last year. Other game final, Daytona all over Jupiter Knight, 10-3. And two games going on right now. St. Lucie up 4-2 on Palm Beach, looking for their first win in the second half. And Fort Myers up by four right now, top eight at home against Tampa. And the Pittsburgh Pirates system, big league club, the Buccos are off today. Back at it tomorrow on the road in Atlanta. Start a series there as Martin Perez gets the ball tomorrow. Triple-A Indianapolis on the road in Rochester. They played two today after a rainout yesterday. Lost 5-4 and 4-3, both on walk-offs. The latter one in extra innings and eight there in Rochester. So a tough start for the Indians in the second half of the season for them. They are now 0-3. Double-A Altoona got a win today, 6-4 behind Bubba Chandler, who struck out 11 and 6 and 2/3 today. Just really good stuff out of him. Jack Carey picked up his fifth save of the season. High Greensboro, the only game going on right now, tied at one, bottom nine. That's a good game. Elijah Birdsong is in with a run on first base and one out. And the Complex League Pirates played today 5-2. Xander Muth picked up the win against the Tampa Bay Rays, the FCL Rays. Muth today, five innings, just an unearned run, two walks, four strikeouts. They played a night game tonight. They finished before in less time than the Marauders did by just 1 minute. But Xander Muth picked up the win in a 2-hour and 37-minute night game at Lecon Park tonight. And also went a full regulation nine. We come back here on the postgame show. We'll take you back to this one, get you set for tomorrow. That's next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Marauders
with a win here today. 6-3 final score on the Clearwater Threshers. Thomas and Zrella take you back through this one as Bradenton got off and running early with a two-run top of the first inning. Leadoff double from Braylon Bishop, who then stole third after kind of Delgado was hit by a pitch. It was a double steal, and then Valdez scored Bishop with a single. Sack fly from Plaz, play to the other, 2-0 right out of the gate. Threshers got back a run in the home half of the first inning on a home run from Devin Saltabon and made it 2-1. And then a two-run at top of the fifth inning for the Marauders. Leadoff walk to Bishop. Connor Delgado hits a home run down the right field line, his fifth of the year, made it 4-1 at that point. Hung Lung Cheng just dominated today as he ended up going seven innings, the most by a career high as well, but the most innings from Marauders started this season. Got to go back to last year. Derek Diamond pitched seven innings as well. Seven innings, though, one-run ball on four hits, one walk, and five strikeouts. And then Luigi Hernandez pitched a scoreless eighth. Marauders got two in the top of the ninth inning. After a leadoff walk by Zapata, it was a two-out double from Valdez that scored a run, who then scored on an E3, a drop pop-up by Dakota Katowski to make it 6-1. But things got once again interesting in the bottom of the ninth inning. It was two straight singles to start the frame, then a walk to Pierce Bennett before a pop-out strikeout. But it was a pass ball wild pitch that scored two runs in the half inning. A walk put two on, tying right at the plate, but A.J. Shaver struck out swinging to end the contest. Final numbers, Marauders 6 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, 8 men left on base. Threshers 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, and 4 men left on base. Winning pitcher was Hung Lung Cheng, who improves at 3-5. Enrique Segura, the loser, falls to 1-1. Luigi Hernandez picks up his first save of the season. Game time 2 hours and 30 minutes, seen by 1859 here at BayCare Ballpark. Marauders with the win. They have won 4 straight road games now. 5th straight win against the Threshers this year. Now 34-38 on the year, 5-1 in the second half of the season. Threshers fall to 44-28. They've now lost 5 in a row and are now 1-5 in the second half of the season. Marauders go for a series victory tomorrow. They've won the first 3. That's a split for the second straight road trip. And things are on the up on the road for them now, as they will send a rehabber, Aaron Shortridge, the righty to the hill, against Wenwei Pan, a minor league rehabber as well, out of the Philly system. 6:30 first pitch pregame show at 6:10 p.m. right here on the Marauders broadcast network. But that'll wrap things up for us here on the postgame show from BayCare Ballpark. Final score one last time. Marauders 6, Threshers 3. We'll see you back here in Clearwater tomorrow night. Have a great rest of your Thursday night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.